broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Westmont Elementary in Johnstown. Tonight, in conjunction with the PIAA and the NFHS Network, the WJPA Sports Network brings you a 1A boys soccer semifinal featuring District 5 champion McConnellsburg and WPIL champion Bentworth. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Nate Rigotti's our director. Scott Donnelly and Josh Laird outside on the cameras. Just be thinking about them as the night rolls on. Jacob Knisner producing in our nice, warm, roasty, toasty downtown Washington studios. Saturday afternoon, Bentworth's leading scorer, Ryan Messner, took a perfect feed from Andrew Vipperman and buried it in the upper right corner of the net, the game's only score. The Bearcats win against District 10 champion Mercyhurst Prep. DJ Hayes notched Bentworth's 10th straight shutout, making a couple brilliant saves against the Lakers. McConnellsburg's Jaron Fletcher and Schaefer Early scored in the Spartans' 2-0 win over WPIL runner-up Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. McConnellsburg has won 6 straight matches, allowing just 1 total goal over that stretch. Tonight's match on the WJPA Sports Network and on NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service, by Jared Hoffman, realtor with the LaRocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Coverage also brought to you by Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. By attorney John Patricic, with nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By the Schultz Insurance Group on Main Street in Bentleyville. Call 724-239-4444. Or online, schultzinsurancegroup.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. We'll take a look at how these two district champions got here today and what happens for the winner when our warm-up show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, realtor with the LaRocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Bentworth comes into tonight's match 21-0, a perfect mark for the 2024 season. The Bearcats gave up single goals in each of their first 3 games, those all in August. Pitched 7 consecutive shutouts before Greensburg Central Catholic scored in a 7-1 Bentworth win. That was on September 26th, and Bentworth has not allowed a goal in regulation or overtime since. The only goals, the only time the ball got by a goalkeeper was in the WPIL championship match in penalty kicks in the shootout, with Bentworth prevailing 5-4 in the penalty kicks and winning the match 1-0. Bentworth has not allowed a playoff goal, 6 straight playoff shutouts, beating California, Trinity Christian, Beaver County Christian, and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart in the District 7 tournament, and then PIAA playoff wins 1-0 each against Westmont Hilltop and against Mercyhurst Prep. On the other side of the ledger, the Spartans of McConnellsburg come in at 19-3-1. 6 straight wins coming in since a loss in mid-October to Shalom Christian 4-0. 1 goal allowed in those 6 consecutive victories. A regular season ending 10-0 shutout of Southern Huntington. District 5 playoff wins against Southern Fulton, Fannett Metal, and Conemaugh Township. And then PIAA playoff victories against Halifax and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 1-0 and 2-0 to get into this match tonight. 16 total shutouts on the year for McConnellsburg, 7 shutouts for the Bentworth Bearcats. We should not expect any kind of high-scoring event here today as we overlook Westmont and the borough of Richland as well over across the valley, and hopefully later on during our broadcast we'll get a chance to just give you a peek at the twinkling lights and the shimmering lights over in the distance. The 1A boys PIAA bracket looks like this. Bentworth, District 7 champion, those wins against Westmont Hilltop and Mercyhurst Prep. McConnellsburg playoff wins against Halifax and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, these two meeting in this semifinal. The other semifinal is a rematch of the District 3 championship match between Camp Hill, the winner, and Lancaster Mennonite, the District 3 runner-up. Camp Hill with a 1-0 win over New Hope Solbury, and then rolled District 12 champion Julia R. Masterman 7-0. For Lancaster Mennonite, 2 goals in each of its 2 PIAA wins, 2-0 over District 1 champion Calvary Christian, and a 2-1 win over District 2 champion Wyoming Seminary. The Camp Hill Lancaster Mennonite winner, McConnellsburg Bentworth winner, will square off Friday, 4 p.m. at Cumberland Valley, with the PIAA championship on the line. For Bentworth and McConnellsburg, whichever one wins will make a first ever appearance in the PIAA soccer championship. We'll look at the other brackets, both boys and girls, and the volleyball semifinals on a big night in PIAA sports when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
We gave you a look at the 1A boys semifinals. 2A boys, a District 11 rematch in one semi. Northwestern Lehigh and Notre Dame Green Pond play tonight at Emmaus. couple of district runners-up meeting in the other semi. Avonworth and Cathedral Prep, they're playing as part of a doubleheader at Franklin. Both were district runners-up. 3A boys, a couple of champions. Radnor taking on Dallas, that match at Whitehall. Moon Area against Conrad Weiser at Bald Eagle. And the 4A matchup, District 1 fourth place finisher Great Valley and District 11 champion Parkland. They'll play at Exeter Township. Meanwhile, a District 3 championship match get together again. Champion Cumberland Valley, runner-up Warwick are playing in Harrisburg at Landis Field. On the girls' side, District 1 champion Doc Mennonite and District 11 titleist Moravian Academy. They're playing at Spring Ford. WPIL matchup that didn't happen in the district, 7-1, the champion Springdale, and the team that was the 2 seed but lost earlier in the tournament, the WPIL third place finisher Seton LaSalle. They're playing tonight at North Allegheny. 2A girls, a District 11 championship rematch. Northwestern Lehigh and Allentown Central Catholic are playing at Emmaus. WPIL titleist Quaker Valley, District 10 champion Cathedral Prep. That was the 5 o'clock match at Franklin. 3A girls, a District 1 rematch. Westchester Ruston, the champion, to take on runner-up Strathaven. That match at Norristown. WPIL third place finisher Mars taking on District 3 titleist Lower Dauphin. That went up in the mountains at Mansion Park in Altoona. And in 4A girls, it's an all-District 1 semifinal. Champion Central Bucks East, third place finisher Downingtown West playing at Springford, while runner-up Lower Marion and District 1 fifth place finisher Conestoga meet at Norristown. Volleyball also at the semifinal round. 1A girls, Faith Christian and Linville Hill playing at Exeter, Greensburg Central Catholic and Frazier, WPIL champion and runner-up playing at Norwin tonight. 2A girls, it's Lansdale Catholic and Trinity at Exeter Township, while District 10 finalists meet again. Corey, the champion, taking on runner-up Cathedral Prep, that at McDowell High School. In 3A, District 3 third place finisher Big Spring against District 1 champion Pope John Paul II, that match at Cocalico. Meanwhile, a WPIL title rematch. Mars Area, the winner, and Beaver Area, the runner-up, they're playing tonight at North Allegheny. And in 4A, it's District 1 fifth place finisher Spring Ford and District 3 runner-up Central Dauphin playing at 7 o'clock at Cocalico. WPIL champion and seven-time state titleist North Allegheny taking on District 3 champion Hempfield, that match at Altoona. And many of these matches on semifinal Tuesday across the state available here on the NFHS Network. Coming up, it'll be the Bentworth boys and the McConnellsburg boys, a couple of district champions, WPIL District 7 titleist Bearcats against the Spartans, the champions in District 5. We're a couple of minutes away from the start of tonight's match. We're back to Westmont Elementary in Johnstown here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
The Schultz Insurance Group knows saving money is important, so you find the lowest rates online. But are you sure you have the right coverage? Schultz Insurance Group offers auto, home, commercial, and farm insurance. They'll find the right coverage for you and your family at the lowest rate. Bad things happen. That's not the time to find out you don't have the right insurance coverage. Talk to the Schultz Insurance Group, 1000 Main Street in Bentleyville. Call 724-239-4444 or online at schultzinsurancegroup.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
And just when I thought, because Bentworth is the visiting team tonight, that I was going to get a break, they're wearing their white uniforms, their road uniforms, with the Clorox bright white shorts and jerseys. And then we get those light yellow numbers. And small, too. I'm 64 years old, and I'm about 150 feet away from that playing surface. And those are little numbers. We had a good laugh at all the way through. Bentworth has been the home team, both in the district, and in the PIAA, and they wore the black jerseys with the little piping outline of numbers, difficult to read as well. While we are at the state semifinal level in PIAA soccer and girls volleyball, we are at the 6A and 4A WPIL finals weekend, and the other four classes ready for their semifinals. District 4 champion, District 7 WPIL 4A championship football game Saturday. Number 1 Thomas Jefferson, number 3 McKeesport. That's set to kick off at 12:05 at Norwin, followed by a 6:05 kickoff. Number 1 Central Catholic and number 2 North Allegheny for the 6A title. Here are your semifinal matchups in the other four classes. 5A, number 1 Pine Richland, number 5 Bethel Park. Will play Friday night at 7 at North Hills. Meanwhile, number 2 Upper St. Clair, number 3 Peters Township, and a rematch of a game in the Allegheny 6 won by Upper St. Clair. Those two will play at 7 o'clock at Bethel Park, a game we'll have for you audio only on WJPA AM and online. 3A semifinals in WPIL football. Number 1 Imani Christian, number 5 Avonworth will meet at 7 o'clock at West Allegheny. Number 2 Central Valley, number 3 Elizabeth Forward at 7 o'clock at Montour. 2A semifinals, top-seeded Seton LaSalle as the 2A bracket, by the way, all chalk to the semifinals. Number 1 Seton LaSalle, number 4 Steel Valley. That's a 7 o'clock game at West Mifflin. Number 2 South Park, number 3 Elwood City will play at 7 Friday night at North Allegheny. And in the 1A WPIL football semifinals, number 1 Fort Cherry, number 13 Jeanette, who's on quite a an upset little parade there, beat number 4 Neshannock, beat number 5 Greensburg Central Catholic. Now they'll try to take out the defending WPIL champion Rangers. That's 7 o'clock at Cannon McMillan. Our pregame show starts at 6:30 on WJPA AM, online at WJPA.com, and right here on the NFHS Network. And the other semifinal, number 2, we aren't giving up any points, Clareton, to take on number 3 Bishop Canavan. As the top 3 spots went chalk through this 1A bracket, Clareton and Bishop Canavan playing at 7 o'clock Friday night at Peters Township. Do want to say a special thank you to folks here, Tom Callahan, the athletic director here at Westmont Hilltop. Certainly appreciate his assistance in getting us all set up. We're going to get this match started when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
We'll be right back.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Starters have been introduced. Our nation's veterans have been celebrated and thanked. We've paid tribute to our country with the playing of our national anthem. And now Brad Martz, Justin Freer, and Dan Ahern are ready to get the two teams out there and get this match underway. Winner goes to the PIAA 1A Boys Championship match on Friday at Cumberland Valley. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you're not familiar with soccer, we'll do our very best. If you're unfamiliar with how soccer works, you're in good company, because I've not spent a lot of time in the sport myself. I have 40 plus years broadcasting American football, but this world football is a whole nother sport. Here's what I know. 40-minute halves. If after two of those, if we're tied, we play 15 minutes of sudden victory. If we're still tied after that, if nobody scores in that extra period, we play 15 minutes more sudden victory. And if nobody scores after that, we're going to penalty kicks, where each team will send out five shooters to begin with. And if we're still tied, they'll name five more, and we'll then go sudden victory in that round, round by round from that point on. Don't use your hands. Whoever puts the ball in the other team's goal the most wins. Leading the deepest attacker can't be past the last defenseman without the ball having been kicked that direction already. And we are just about set. And now we're going to get the let's play call. And we are underway. Reese Alexander is in the goal to my left, and DJ Hayes in the goal to my right. 40 minutes up on the clock, and just like that, the ball knocked out of bounds on the far sideline, and it's going to be a Bentworth throw-in. They'll launch it down inside, but turned right back over. The Bearcats scramble for it, try to keep the play alive. And it will roll across the goal line, and it's going to be a goal kick. Just a note for you, because the way soccer works with rolling clocks and those kinds of things, opportunities like goal kicks, we will, those of you watching on video, we will likely go side by side most of the time, where we're going to get a chance to say thank you to our broadcast sponsors that make it possible for us to be here. Entry into the penalty area, but a sliding grab there by goalie Reese Alexander, really without much of a challenge. So again, we'll keep the action in sight for you. Those of you listening on air, please know that we'll be judicious about our going to those timeouts, but we do need to make sure that the folks that make it possible for all of this to happen get a chance to share their messages. McConnellsburg trying to get the ball into the front side. A little play on is the ruling over there. Bentworth trying to clear the area. Ball up the far sideline, and now pass is stolen right back into the midfield area. Bearcats cut off a lengthy pass attempt. Good work there by Andrew Vipperman, who set up the only goal in the win on Saturday at Grove City. Bearcats try to press the issue a little bit. Nice job by McConnellsburg to pick that pass off. Now loose ball on the far side. And it's going to be a throw-in for McConnellsburg. How can I help you, partner? Nate Rigotti, our director, here in the booth. Bearcats pick off that throw-in, but try to play a little three-on-two and keep possession. Good challenge, and now Ryan Messner, I believe, trying to break further down in, gets into the football end zone, a little crosser, the ball laying loose, and Reese Alexander able to grab it and bring it right back out. See the attack and the crossing play to Adam Messner, but just could not get solid contact on it. Good job there by Alexander to cool things down for a moment. Midfield area, Schaefer Early had one of the two goals in the win against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Up the near sideline. Stop and go action for Dylan Colbert. Pass it across to McMurray. Takes it back. Chip it into the penalty area. But that pass is picked off and cleared. Out near midfield. Trying to run it down is Noah Reynolds. But his kick goes out of bounds. You want to flick that switch. We'll see if that works. That's not going to work. Try to cut down the glare a little bit, but that won't work. Connellsburg trying to put a little offensive possession together. They'll get another throw in on the far side. Hoyt Glenn, their leading scorer, 26 goals, 34 assists on the season. That is a school record for assist. Ball thrown into traffic and headed back out of bounds by the Bearcats. Another McConnellsburg throw in. This one avoids its target, but controlled by the Spartans inside the 15-yard line. Play chipped into the penalty area, but cleared by Bentworth. Good job by the Bearcats. Billy Moyer brought it partway up the field, and now Adam Messner going to take it, weave his way around one defender, trying to get by the other one. He's got a hand on him. Play on. Moyer gives it back. It'll be McMurray. His pass right along the 50-yard line finds its mark, and now ahead up the far sideline. Bearcats do a little tight interior passing and eventually picked off. Ball's going to end up out of bounds on the near side for a Bentworth throw in at about the 25-yard line. Between these two in postseason action, McConnellsburg 5 games, Bentworth 6 games, 1 total goal allowed. Do not expect to see a big-time shootout. The Bearcats are going to let it roll out of bounds once again and get another throw in, clearing by the McConnellsburg defense. 34.5 minutes to play here in our first half. We have not had a free kick. We have not had a corner kick. We have not had but one goal kick, and now another Bentworth throw-in. Gage Davenport will give way. Now Andrew Vipperman launches it toward the penalty area. That's headed back out. And now volleyed around by Aiden McMurray with the head. A long clearing kick for the Spartans. Ball hops around in the midfield area. McMurray trying to tip it across. Nice touch pass. Good job there by Billy Moyer. Hit the ball into the foot of Ryan Messner, Bentworth's all-time scoring leader. Single season and career scoring marks for Ryan Messner. 44 goals this year, 87 career goals for the junior. Both of those records previously held by John Kennedy. Sideline throw-in is picked off, but then chipped away from a teammate. Aid McMurray, that ball hit him up around the chest and shoulder. The Bearcats take it away. Moyer up the near sideline, gets it to Adam Messner. Cross into the top of the penalty box, and Ryan Messner just couldn't get his foot on it. Now clearing play, scramble at about the 30-yard line, and two players go down. It's going to be a Looks like we're going to get a free kick for the Bearcats. You'll see here, good hard work. And then an elbow thrown by Hoyt Glenn, clearing the Bentworth player out of there. So the free kick, the first of the match, will take place at about the 32-yard line. Ryan Messner will launch it toward the penalty area. It's headed out of there by the Spartans toward the near side, and a long clear, but right to the Bentworth defense. Gage Davenport feed it ahead in tight to Aiden McMurray. Ball tackled away from him. McMurray trying to get it back. Davenport will just tap it to the sideline. to restart all of this. Andrew Vipperman hustling back to his defensive spot was cheated clear up across the midfield line. Bearcats steal the inbound, but the Spartans working on the near side. Good, tough challenge by Billy Moyer. Pass inside the 10, going to roll down across the goal line, and we'll get a goal kick. Scoreless. Not quite 10 minutes in. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Goal kick cleared by the Bearcats away, and now tracking a loose ball down is Jaron Fletcher for Westmont Hilltop. Ball goes out of bounds on the sideline. That's a throw in for Bentworth. It's going to be launched at about the 25. Ball goes to the penalty area, but cleared out of there one more time. Good work by the Spartans to keep the Bearcats from getting set up. And it looks like we're going to get a throw in for McConnellsburg. Launch along the sideline, but cleared out of there by Noah Reynolds, but out of bounds. Bearcats had some trouble with that on Saturday in the quarterfinal matchup. Reynolds somewhat, but particularly Adam Vipperman, like every kick, every long kick that he took went way out of bounds. Bearcats with possession on the front side of midcourt. Ball into the penalty area. But that play blocked, now right back in and blocked away again. Good job by this McConnellsburg defense. A couple of times the Bearcats got the ball inside, but couldn't keep it there, couldn't possess it there. Billy Moyer loses the handle, ball kicked out of bounds, throw in at midfield for Bentworth as we roll under 30 minutes remaining on our first half. We're 10 minutes and change in. First of two 40-minute halves. Gage Davenport overthrows the target. Was trying to get the ball to Adam Messner, and it went untouched over his head to the last line of defense. Out front of the goalkeeper, Reese Alexander. Now the ball out of bounds on the far side. Another Bentworth throw-in. Bearcats have had the territorial advantage for the most part, but like most soccer matches, played a bunch of time here in the midfield area. Between the 25s, that 50-yard stretch of artificial turf gets the most work. Davenport. After a little tip, and now the ball loose, but controlled by the Bearcats. And going to be a free kick called for Bentworth. The McConnellsburg fans thought that should go the other way. Of course they thought it should go the other way, just like Bentworth fans would think when they have a call against them that it should have gone the other way. Your fandom card may be revoked if you didn't behave and act that way. There's just limits to how far you should take that behavior. Long pass ahead. Bearcats trying to track it down. Now return kick back up the sideline for McConnellsburg. Nice chip and go. Approaching midfield. Good hard work there. A little toe stop. Nice play by Hoyt Glenn to keep possession for McConnellsburg. Glenn will take it back, chip it up along the sideline. Trying to run it down is Tucker Hedge, the freshman, but he lost it for a moment. Now it's Fletcher pressing the issue, and he rolls it out of bounds, or almost out of bounds on the far sideline. Bearcats trying to keep it that way. And the ball out on the sideline, a Bentworth throw-in. Pretty bang-bang play there over at the edge. The Bearcats able to use enough of a shield to get a throw-in. This is a deep throw-in in your own defensive end. Long pass up the sideline is headed out of there, but Schaefer early got a piece of it, tips it to a McConnellsburg teammate. And now an attempt to balance out this time of possession. One more time, the ball goes out of bounds. Throw in for Bentworth. 27 minutes and change remaining in our opening half in a scoreless match, PIAA semifinals. A couple of free kicks, two goal kicks, and no corner kicks as of yet. Bearcats' long clearing kick to McConnellsburg defense had gotten everybody up around the midfield area. And now tracking the ball down near side, it's Billy Moyer waiting for teammates to join him. Moyer cross to the top of the penalty box. Ball knocked loose and then out of that area. Controlled by McConnellsburg. Steal back, though. Good work by Charles Nuttall to work that loose. Now into the penalty area again. Headed out and then attempt to put it back in. The Bearcats cannot get the possession they want. Clearing play by McConnellsburg for a moment before, after Isaac Reynolds played a big high kick, headed back the other way by Andrew Vipperman. Loose ball, midfield. And this time it's Tucker Hedge settling it down. Long pass up the far sideline into the attacking zone. Comes Hoyt Glenn. Shot, crosser, and it goes out of bounds. A whiff on the near side. And almost a that pass is a hair slower or a little closer, it's going to end up in the net, but it does not. So the Bearcats with a goal kick, 25 and a half minutes to play here in the first half, still scoreless. And Andrew Vipperman will handle the kick out of the football end zone. And this one's going to die out around the 45-yard line. And controlled there by McConnellsburg, but hustling up on the play to keep that from getting any more troublesome. Long kick into the McConnellsburg area and a fumble. Adam Messner just could not corral it. Good defensive work, and now a kick out of bounds. It's going to be a Bentworth throw in at about the 30-yard line. On the attacking end, Gage Davenport, the two-hand overhead throw, senior. Just chip it in and take the play right back. And Davenport stripped of the ball. 2-on-2. Davenport hustling back to try to help out. And now Aiden McMurray with a back check as well. But help arrives from McConnellsburg. Ball up the near sideline, fumbled and lost out of bounds by Hedge. When they're going to rule this out of bounds. Last touch by Bentworth. So it'll be a McConnellsburg throw in. 16 minutes gone in our opening half. It'll be Jace Fletcher, the freshman, to serve the throw in. Kick is blocked toward the sideline, and we're going to get our first corner kick. It was a corner kick that led to Schaefer Early scoring the first goal in the win against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. The corner to be taken by junior Jackson Skiles. All kind of bodies out in front of DJ Hayes. The corner headed. Hayes tips it, smacks it out, and the Bearcats clear out in front. Ball loose, and Bentworth trying to clear it up the sideline, and will. A little turnover there. Gave the ball up, got it right back. Loose ball scramble, and Ryan Messner looking for a man around the defense, but his teammate kicked it back the wrong direction. And now McConnellsburg on the press one more time. Hoyt Glenn, ball on his toe, and now ahead to Jace Fletcher. Fletcher offers it deep and right on one hop to DJ Hayes. A couple of saves here in the last couple of minutes. Get a look at that near goal into the football end zone, and then the crosser, and just off the mark, Caleb Buderbaugh has 13 goals this year, could not put it in. You'll see then smacked around. Get a look at both of those plays, the corner and great plays by Hayes. Ball comes near side for the Bearcats, but off the mark, now offered back into Bentworth end of the field. Played up the sideline. Clear path taken away from Billy Moyer. Tried to get the ball to Aiden McMurray. gets through, try to give it back, and that's picked off. Long pass ahead, and the Bearcats will launch it forward. Nice kick there by Noah Reynolds. Got the ball in the midfield area, and then Petworth just didn't play the ball. I think it was McMurray ran past it. And now Mario Centino has it taken away near side and kicked out of bounds. So it'll be Bentworth throwing on the near side. Gage Davenport to key it back in. 21-40 to play in our opening half. We are scoreless. Long throw in is not long enough. And so McConnellsburg ends up with the loose ball. Nice chip pass worked by Ryan Messner. His golden feet keep the ball alive. Andrew Vipperman will head it back out. Now popped up in the midfield area. Touch pass trying to get the ball to Adam Messner. Aiden McMurray challenging an attacker around the 50-yard line. And now a chip up the near sideline. On the move. It's Schaefer early. Ball kicked out of bounds on the Vipperman tackle and kick. Put it out of bounds. Throw in coming for the McConnellsburg squad. They're going to make a substitution first. Looks like Tucker Hedge is going to come out of the match. Near side throw in. They will throw it right into the end zone, and Vipperman's right there to kick it away. Now the Bearcats get a little bit of a run, 3-on-4. Soft pass into the middle of the field, though. Didn't have a chance. Billy Moyer didn't put enough on that, and McConnellsburg takes it right back up the far sideline, but they turn it over and kick the ball out of bounds. In about 10 seconds, we're going to click down to under 20 minutes to play in our first half. Pass not caught by Aiden McMurray. Long shot, diving save. Ball rolling along the goal line. The Bearcats are going to get there and keep it from being a corner kick, but will kick it out of bounds. I think Gage Davenport had more time than he thought he had. He had room and could have turned that upfield, but didn't realize it. So the throw in after another save by DJ Hayes, his third of the match. Big high kick in the football end zone, headed out of bounds. It's going to be another McConnellsburg throw-in. That was Moyer to last touch. Throw-in comes up the sideline. Then an opportunity to take it back. Moyer blocked that and then controlled the ball on the sideline. Adam Messner with the ball. Messner, nice little toe work. Drop it back to Andrew Vipperman, who will likely launch it long. See if the Bearcats can run this down. Mishandled by Colbert, but he gets the loose ball just inside the 40-yard line. Colbert across to Ryan Messner and back to Aiden McMurray. Davenport chips it ahead, nobody home. It'll be grabbed there by goalie Reese Alexander. A couple of saves early for Alexander, but now he'll punt this one out to midfield. Far side, Isaac Reynolds heads it out of bounds. Throw in from McConnellsburg. Reynolds then comes to help out. A lot of contact. Colbert, I believe, on the far side. Now the ball chipped ahead, but turned over to McConnellsburg, and their kick will go out of bounds. A throw in for the Bearcats. 18 minutes to play in our first half. Throw in for Bentworth. And that throw not handled cleanly, but the Bearcats keep possession. Long chip ahead. And gonna carry too far. Nice save there. And I think they're gonna get a goal kick. Yep, it is gonna be a goal kick. The last touch by the Bearcats. 17 and a half minutes to play, first half scoreless. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Bearcats hit the goal kick back in, but can't control it. Now throw in on the far side for McConnellsburg. Early action was dictated by the Bearcats. The later action here in this in the middle part of this half anyway has been dictated by McConnellsburg. Vipperman with a clearing punt. Bearcats unable to work it loose. Nice scramble play here, and coming out with it is Schaefer Early. Early looking for a pass ahead, but that's going to be too far. Now we're going to get a free kick. Movement up the sideline impeded as Kayla Buderball was held up. So from the 30-yard line, a free kick for McConnellsburg. And Jacob Hand, the junior, will line up to take that. Put it on the ground, blocked by the Bearcats, but not controlled. And so McConnellsburg going to set up. Jaron Fletcher takes it down the far side into the corner. Turned back around, still has possession. Now double-teamed, keeps the ball. At the football goal line, rolls it in on DJ Hayes, but an easy save. Hayes will likely not have a much easier of a save. That ball just rolling to him with nobody in his face. Bodies in front, they say in hockey, but there were none there. Hayes' kick out to midfield is controlled by McConnellsburg. It'll be Buderbaugh to the 30, but he loses the handle, trying to go wide left side. And here comes Dylan Colbert for Bentworth. Ahead to Adam Messner, but he lost the handle, going back the other way. Bearcats try something a little longer. A couple of touch passes. It's Adam Messner now. Man behind everybody into the penalty area. A shot. Score for the Bearcats. I wish I knew the rules better about offside, but the ball was kicked, and so the work there by Billy Moyer. He was onside, and the goal is going to count. Billy Moyer, eighth goal of the season. It comes at 14:43 of the first half. Let me get that replay one more time, Nate. It came from Adam Messner. And Moyer with that left-footed shot past the left hand of goalkeeper Reese Alexander. Bearcats turn back the other way now. Chip ahead and now a sprint. Trying to get the ball past the goalie. And boy, Reese Alexander, that's do or die there. He has Adam Messner breathing down on him. Able to make that save. Ball going to roll out of bounds and a goal kick. 1-0 Bentworth leading. 14 minutes to play in our first half. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor with the La Raca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
A little premature start on the goal kick, so Reese Alexander will get the ball one more time. Billy Moyer from Adam Messner in the 26th minute has Bentworth in front 1-0. Andrew Vipperman, good decision there to chip that ball high and not a line drive kick, because it may well have been blocked right back into his grill. Scramble out at about the 25, ball lost. foul on the far side. A free kick coming up for McConnellsburg. Just the second goal in the playoffs allowed by the District 5 champions. The other in a 3-1 win over Conemaugh Township in the District 5 championship match. McConnellsburg and Conemaugh Township played twice this year. Both ended in McConnellsburg 3-1 wins. Ball out of bounds. A throw in on the far side coming for McConnellsburg at about the 20-yard line. Clock says 12:15 to play in our first half with a 1-0 Bentworth win. Substitution on the McConnellsburg side. Now the throw in. Ball played around the 35, and the Bearcats get possession for a minute. Adam Messner lost it, trying to go get it again. McConnellsburg works the ball back into their own defensive end, trying to set something a little longer up, but it's a turnover. Billy Moyer trying to get something on that kick, and it's just going to roll out of bounds. A little off balance, kind of a wheeling kick there from Moyer. Ball went out of bounds. Aiden McMurray loses his footing. Connellsburg will control the ball. And then a long entry, but that is blocked. Nice stoppage there. Noah Reynolds, a sophomore, has played outstanding defensively for the Bearcats. Moyer kicks it almost the width of the field. Dylan Colbert tried to go get it, but taken away by McConnellsburg. McMurray in a little tussle at midfield, able to get the loose ball. Moyer drop it back to Davenport. Davenport stop and go move. Stop it again near side, keep it in play. Roll it back between the legs of the defender. Has help with him. Trying to go one-on-one, and eventually the defenseman, Gage Davenport, loses the handle. Bearcats try to take it away, back defending two-on-one. Do indeed get the steal. McMurray loses it. Moyer tries to get it back. And up the near side, gets by Davenport. But Andrew Vipperman there to backstop it. He'll push the issue. Vipperman, give it off to Moyer. And the give and go, roll it up the sideline. Andrew Vipperman on the move, can't get to it. And the ball going to go to the end line. And it's going to be a goal kick once again. 10:05 to play first half. 1-0 Bentworth, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
1-0 Bentworth leads as we roll under 10 minutes to play in our first half. McConnellsburg with the ball on the near sideline, trying to keep it that way as Jace Fletcher, but turns it over, and Andrew Vipperman clears the kitchen back in the McConnellsburg end, and that kick blocked out of bounds. Should be a McConnellsburg throw-in somewhere around the 40-yard line. Now, not the 50-yard line. Jace Fletcher trying to work our game officials. And big ups to Brad March, Justin Freer, and Dan Ahern, the PIAA soccer officials working this semifinal match. Hoyt Glenn presses the issue, ball knocked loose. Good work there. Nice little self-pass by Aiden McMurray. Keep from getting attacked. Dylan Colbert loses the ball, now tackles it back, and he comes out and he's going to be fouled. Free kick for the Bearcats out in the midfield area. Clock down to 8:20 here in our first half. The only goal, Billy Moyer on a breakaway on a feed from Adam Messner. Put it into the far side of the net beyond the diving left-handed attempt at save by Reese Alexander. Get you another look at that and some other highlights of the first half at intermission. Bearcats get it in, but served right back out, and Reese Alexander going to run over and grab that bouncing ball to keep the Bearcats, Adam Messner, from tracking it down. Messner, 29 goals on the season. Of course, older brother Ryan with 44, a single-season record for the Bearcats. Takeaway for Bentworth, Colbert. Now a long lob up the far sideline, kept in by Ryan Messner. Messner into the penalty area. Crosser, and Billy Moyer just could not get there in time. And it'll be, you'll see there, Billy Moyer. I don't know if he didn't see it coming out of bodies, but it was right there. Goal kick coming up. We'll keep it here. 7 minutes to play in our first half. Bet we're trying to steal the goal kick action, but we'll have to wait a moment to do that, and Davenport will hop it high in the air. A little shove by Mario Centino. Centino shaking up. He brought that action and got the worst of it. Adam Messner inside the 5-yard line. Crosser is going to get all the way through, and Reese Alexander will track it down, going away from the goal as Bentworth attack was coming from the far side, but not in time. Now Andrew Vipperman trying to start this up once again. Launches it, but too far. It's going to be a throw-in. With 6:15 to play in the first half, 1-0 Bentworth with the lead. Winner goes to the PIAA championship match against either District 3 champion Camp Hill or District 3 runner-up Lancaster Mennonite. Another throw-in on the near side coming for McConnellsburg. Great to have you along, WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, and on the NFHS network in conjunction with NFHS and the PIAA. And we're going to get a stoppage here, and we're going to get a foul call. We may get a yellow card here. There was a push at the sideline. It doesn't look like we're going to get the card, but officials are saying we're not going to do that. We're not going to have any more of that. That conversation with Mario Centino mentioned at midfield about 2 minutes ago that a little push there, and that time after the ball went out of bounds, he shoved a Bentworth player who was shielding him off from it. 5:35 to play. Bentworth to launch a throw in, but more McConnellsburg players in this area than Bentworth, and that's where the ball ends up. But now out into wide open spaces and cleared by Noah Reynolds. And Reynolds clears that out of bounds. Substitution coming for McConnellsburg as well. Looks like Ethan Lang, the freshman, going out. And checking back in, I believe that's Tucker Hedge. Touch pass attempt by Noah Reynolds because he couldn't turn it and really kick it, but lost it. Bearcats take it back and get it out to midfield area. McConnellsburg will set up on the front side once again. Toe, then heel stop. Now pressure on the far side. The Spartans take it back in their own end and now kick it away from the Bentworth attack. Long pass up the near sideline, but Andrew Vipperman's going to come and put the left foot to it. Get it back out to midfield, but returned right away by McConnellsburg. And now the ball up the near sideline, player down, shaken up. And boy, this is it's Mario Centino who is shaken up right here at the 35-yard line. He was lobbing for a call, and he may have taken a foot right to the calf and ended up with a Charlie horse in that. It was, you'll remember, it was Centino who got the warning from the game officials earlier. Sometimes they call that karma. Centino looks like he's not limping anymore. Looks like he's good to go. A throw in coming after a substitution, and Santino's going to head to the bench, Chris Mallott. Then I do want to mention both head coaches, Chris Mallott and Nick Malarbe, for their assistance, getting me notes and stats and those kind of things about how these two teams have played through the year and how they got into this matchup. Aiden McMurray, a little tussle to get to the loose ball, and now cleared back to Andrew Vipperman, who will right foot it out of danger and up into the midfield area. Dylan Colbert proffers it ahead right along the football sideline, trying to get after one of the McConnellsburg defenders, but can't keep the possession. McConnellsburg will clear it to midfield. Once again, Johnny on the spot. Noah Reynolds able to keep the ball alive for the Bearcats, and now Reynolds will launch it about 25 yards to Adam Messner. Messner has a defender, but offside, and indeed that was going to be offside. You'll see here, before the ball is kicked, the last the Bentworth attack man, that was Dylan Colbert, was beyond the last defender before the ball was kicked his direction, and that is offside. Probably no clearer picture we could show you about the soccer offside than what we just had right there. Entry for McConnellsburg into the penalty area denied. A ball out in the 25-yard line. Gage Davenport with a takeaway. He'll just launch it ahead to buy some time. Ryan Messner lob ahead up the far sideline. Little stop and go action. Bearcats trying to get set up. Shot blocked out front by, it was Colbert's shot, blocked out front and cleared by the Spartans. 1-0 to score. Bentworth leads, 1:45 to go in our first half. And now Bentworth's going to get possession right at the 50-yard line. Back to Andrew Vipperman, launch it ahead near side. It'll be Billy Moyer who has the only goal. Moyer to Adam Messner, try to give it back to Moyer. Double team there, couldn't track it down, but Messner will come and get the loose ball. Take it inside the 25, the 20. Tough interior pass, doesn't get there. Aiden McMurray's not going to get to it. Gage Davenport does. Bearcats trying to keep it alive, but not able to do that. Nice, tough work defensively for McConnellsburg's Grady Shives, just a freshman. The Bearcats press the issue with a minute to play in the half, and it's going to roll out of bounds for a goal kick. Final minute of the first half. Bentworth leading 1-0, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
20 seconds to play in the half. Throw in for McConnellsburg and try to get one more rush. Inside the 20-yard line. Good job by the Bearcats to attack that loose ball. Now they're just a little stop action, and we get to halftime. WPIL champion Bentworth Bearcats lead the District 5 champion McConnellsburg Spartans at intermission. 1-0. We'll get a look at how the goal happened and some key saves for really DJ Hayes. We come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
The Schultz Insurance Group knows saving money is important, so you find the lowest rates online. But are you sure you have the right coverage? Schultz Insurance Group offers auto, home, commercial, and farm insurance. They'll find the right coverage for you and your family at the lowest rate. Bad things happen. That's not the time to find out you don't have the right insurance coverage. Talk to the Schultz Insurance Group, 1000 Main Street in Bentleyville. Call 724 239-4444 or online at schultzinsurancegroup.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Westmont Elementary here in Johnstown, PIAA 1A boys soccer semifinals. One goal in the opening half. Should not be a surprise that that's all there was, and here's how it worked. And the goal there by Billy Moyer, get our director Nate Rigotti to see if we can't run that again. Ball kicked, and obviously McMurray's passed when he gets it, but our officials observer here thinking that may have been offside. I do know that the offside play we had late. See, when we get Moyer, yep. Well, you got to get back here when he kicked it, right? That's when he asked the offside. The way I understand the offside rule is the deepest attacker can't be past the last defender until the ball is kicked toward him. And Billy Moyer is right on the edge if he is not across behind that last defender. Can you stop that? Can you freeze that? See if we can't creep our way through here on this. All right. The ball's already kicked by the time we get it there. So we're not going to get to see where Billy Moyer is. But yeah, because that ball's gone 10, 12 yards diagonally already by that point. But we don't have a definitive look there. But that question came right away here to our broadcast booth, whether that was offside or not. I can tell you that DJ Hayes had to make a couple of saves early. You have any of those, partner? Nate, do you have a couple of those saves by Hayes early on that we can take a look at as well? A couple of those nearly ended up in. You see there, Schaefer early. He's tackled, and now this shot, he lays out to his right and to his left and makes that save. Nice play there by DJ Hayes. I have four saves in the first half for Hayes. Reese Alexander with a couple. One corner kick in the entire match. And here's another crosser that gets just beyond the attack of Caleb Buderbaugh. And if that ball, and here's the throw in from the corner. And look at Hayes there about a yard and a half out in front of the goal line to smack that out with the left hand. This one rolls in on one hop, and the Bearcats goalkeeper extending the streak to 10 and a half matches to this point without allowing a goal. 10 straight complete shutouts coming in, 40 minutes in the books with another 40 left in regulation. 1-0 Bentworth leading on the Billy Moyer goal. 14:43 on the clock, the 26th minute of our match tonight, assisted by Adam Messner. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3000. 3408 Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Welcome back to Westmont Hilltop. Later in our broadcast, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. This match is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA. It's intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcer chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2024. It has been 47 days since Bentworth last allowed a goal with a running clock, i.e. not in a shootout, penalty kick, tiebreaker situation. 47 days, September the 26th, in a 7-1 win at Greensburg Central Catholic. One more half to go for the Bearcats. Of course, McConnellsburg rallies and wins the match. They'd go to the state championship match for the first time ever. Bentworth, at this round a year ago, lost to Charleroi, their first trip ever to the semis, looking to get to the championship match for the first time as well. Little exciting start for the Bearcats. Their bus didn't get to the school because it broke down on the way. And so from Bentleyville to Westmont to Johnstown on a school bus, their coach bus broke down and they had to wait. And the school bus runs had to finish. Then everybody loaded on. They didn't get on scene here at Westmont Elementary until 5:15 this afternoon. My guess is that's about 30, 35 minutes later than Nick Malarby would rather do. And now coaches can be superstitious and all that, and routine-oriented, sort of what superstition is. You know, it's routine-oriented. So far, so good. Nice, pretty evenly played first half. I mentioned during the broadcast there that the first part of the first half was played primarily in the McConnellsburg end, forcing Reese Alexander to make a couple of saves. The second segment of the first half played primarily in the Bentworth defensive end, and DJ Hayes, some of those saves that we got a chance to show you there. But then the fast break to Billy Moyer from Adam Messner, 26 minutes in, and Billy Hayes did not miss. Took it to about 2 yards into the football end zone and blasted the left footer past the left hand of the diving Reese Alexander for the only goal of the first half. Get ready for the second half. They'll put 40 minutes on the clock. We'll have it all for you here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
just about set to start the second half. Big ups to Josh Laird and Scott Donnelly working on the outside. Nate Rigotti, our director, Jacob Knisner, our producer, and yours truly, Bob Gregg, all sitting inside in a very comfortable situation. A little chilly on the outside, but all in all, for the middle of November, not a bad situation whatsoever. McConnellsburg with the ball, trying to get it into the penalty area. And boy, this is where the Bearcats have just been locked down. They drop an extra defender back in front of goalie DJ Hayes, and they just make it almost impenetrable. As you can read with those 17 shutouts, McConnellsburg not chopped liver in that regard, 16 shutouts, and only now 2 goals allowed in their last 7 matches. And 6 of those 7 in the postseason. Pass just got away and around Hoyt Glenn. And DJ Hayes going to go over and grab the loose ball. We are a minute into the second half. 1-0 Bentworth with the lead. Hayes will punt this one across the midfield, where it's kicked right back into the Bentworth defensive end by Schaefer Early. The Bearcats take it the other way, and one more time a goalie's going to grab it. This time Reese Alexander will do the honors. He'll left foot punt it across the 50-yard line as well, but the Bearcats chip it around in the wrong direction. I'm not sure that is exactly what they wanted to do, but kicked out of bounds by the last line of defenders in front of DJ Hayes. Throw in on the far sideline for McConnellsburg. It's Schaefer Early. Early gets it back. Triple teamed and has it taken away, but able to bounce it off one of them and get control back. Early, little chip pass. Gets it around to Mario Centino down the sideline, but taken away by Bentworth. Aiden McMurray back checked by Early, turns it over. And this is prototypical Bentworth with a lead right here. They're more than happy to play in the midfield area and take a long pass if they can get one. Gage Davenport heads one out. Now he'll battle for the loose ball. Heel kick. Nice work. And now a foul going to be called, and this time going up the back of Bentworth player Schaefer Early for a free kick for the Bearcats. Tell you what, been a very, very clean game. Not a lot of goal kicks. 1 total corner kick so far. And this I have is just the 6th free kick of the match. Long offering for the Bearcats, headed back out by McConnellsburg once, now twice. Trying to get to that loose ball, and that entry is denied, but the Bearcats control it at about the 35-yard line. Give and go to Adam Messner, chip it inside, and grabbed on the run there by Reese Alexander. That ball was going wide. And the Spartans goalkeeper will punt it long way up the far sideline. 2 Bentworth defenders run into each other. The ball last touched and out of bounds by Hoyt Glenn. Sophomore leading scorer for McConnellsburg. It'll be a Bentworth throw-in on the far side. Gage Davenport wants to throw it forward, and he throws it over his intended target, but the loose ball grabbed there by Adam Messner. Chip it up the sideline off the foot of a Spartans defender, and it'll be a Bentworth throw-in at about the 35-yard line. Right there in front of the Bentworth bench, actually. Ball goes to Gage Davenport after throwing it in and then up ahead, but that pass not handled well. It's going to roll all the way down and out of bounds on the sideline. A deep throw-in for McConnellsburg. They'll throw it short and try to work it on the run-up. Kick out to about the 40-yard line. They're on the near side, going to get to it first. Jaron Fletcher, his pass ahead, goes out of bounds. Bearcats will have it throw in near side. And I believe this is going to be Isaac Reynolds, And indeed it is. Reynolds throw in, crosses midfield. Isaac Reynolds had the penalty kick goal in the seventh round in the WPIL Championships. And now a break in on the net. Cross kick saved by DJ Hayes, and he's able to grab the loose ball. Pressure coming from Hoyt Glenn, the leading scorer for the Spartans. Got around Andrew Vipperman, and the left foot save popped the ball right up in the air, and DJ Hayes says, uh-uh. Picks up his defender. Vipperman got beat. Long kick and two hopper right in on goalie Centino. That one, or on goalie Hayes by Centino. And that didn't have much of a chance of getting by. I mentioned that the penalty kicks there, the winner by Isaac Reynolds in the seventh round. Andrew Vipperman scored in the first round of the penalty kicks and then played goal after playing defense the whole match. He was the goalie in the PK tiebreaker for the Bearcats in the win against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Chip ahead, went just too far, gets into the penalty area and then cleared to the far sideline by Jace Fletcher, but a throw in for Bentworth. 34 minutes, a little under 34 minutes remaining in our first half. Bentworth in no hurry. You'll see here, nobody for the throw-in, even in our picture yet. Finally, Gage Davenport, or excuse me, Andrew Vipperman. He has come clear from his own 10-yard line defending to throw it in at the football goal line, and he'll launch it right out front. Ball headed around, ends up on the foot of a Bentworth attacker, and then cleared near side. Good work by the Spartans to get this ball clear out the midfield. On the keep attempt, good job. Noah Reynolds fires it back in and deep, but out of bounds. And we do have a substitution on the far side. It's McConnellsburg bringing one in, one out ahead of their throw in. Ball off a head of one player. Now Adam Messner challenged and lost the ball. McConnellsburg going to just work it in. Tight passing in the defensive end and almost a turnover. And now they do turn it over. The Bearcats pushing the issue. Through traffic goes Ryan Messner inside the penalty area. Try to go across. Loose ball. Going to come out to around the 5-yard line. Dylan Colbert across to Adam Messner. And now to the 5-yard line. That kick attempt is blocked. Aiden McMurray going to go get it out at about the 20. McMurray drive it down the sideline. Stop and go. Stop again to the football goal line. Crosser out front. Messner trying to chest it down. Ball knocked loose and near side. It's Dylan Colbert. Stop it. Kick it back across in front. Ryan Messner sets it up and the kick blocked by the defense out to around the 20-yard line. Extended pressure for the Bearcats and a clearing attempt by McConnellsburg headed right back in. Aiden McMurray trying to track it down, but able to get the heat out of the kitchen. Mario Centino for a moment. And now a turnover by Bentworth. Here comes the pressure back the other way. Nicely played off. Hoyt Glenn on the run. Now he ends up the head of the penalty area. Lost it once, gets it back. Isaac Reynolds challenging Glenn again, and the ball is cleared out, goes out along the near sideline, finally out at about the 35-yard line. Good hard work by McConnellsburg, particularly Hoyt Glenn, to get a couple of chances there, but could not finish it off. And hustling back defensively was Noah Reynolds. Or excuse me, Isaac Reynolds. Bearcats get the ball to the midfield area, and Adam Messner has it on his foot. Now he's going to turn it and head. Ball coming up the near sideline. And it's going to end up at the sideline. Throw in for Bentworth coming up. Dylan Colbert had it for a moment, but it will not be Colbert making the throw, and it's going to be Isaac Reynolds. Coming up on 30 minutes to play in the second half. 1-0 Bentworth leading in the PIAA 1A boys semifinal. The winner gets Camp Hill or Lancaster Mennonite in the state championship match on Friday afternoon at Cumberland Valley. Kick will roll up the near sideline. Good battle here to get to the loose ball. And once again, it's Hoyt Glenn getting it. Kicks it a long way ahead, and we're going to get a goal kick and a break in the action. 30 minutes to play in our second half. 1-0 Bentworth. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
After the goal kick, McConnellsburg takes over. Don't look now, but here comes Hoyt Glenn again down the near sideline. That entry pass was denied, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Isaac Reynolds. Now a long throw in toward the penalty area. Andrew Vipperman heads that out but can't clear it. And now a fast break up the far sideline. But angle there for McConnellsburg, but angle or not, the Bearcats get to the loose ball. Couple of Billy Moyer, I believe, proffering that ahead. Ball now tracked down right in the middle of the field at the 20. The 15, the chip into the penalty area, trying to get to the loose ball is Colbert, and we're going to get a foul called on the Bearcats. Get a look at this entry by Colbert, and now here you see the push and the foul. A free kick from back in the goal area. Adam Messner, nice work to avoid two defenders. Nice touch pass for the Bearcats, trying to get it down inside to Colbert. Now it's Ryan Messner. Ball on Messner's foot and tipped over the goal by Reese Alexander. His third save of the match. And just great passing here. Messner tried to give it off on the side to Colbert. And Messner keeps it alive, the kick, and that ball is going in. If not for the save by Alexander. Corner kick, first of the match for the Bentworth Bearcats. Leading 1-0. 27 minutes and change to play in our second half. Two players here in the corner to take. One of them is going to take this. Bearcats have one player only in the football end zone. That is Adam Messner. A little short corner. And now the run toward the goal. Crosser kicked around and just wide of the mark. Kicked back out in front. Won't go. Line shot. Hits off the crossbar and comes out. Bearcats don't get a shot on goal out of that whole thing, but now they have possession. Adam Messner punches it into the football goal line. 10 yards out, of course. Bearcats control the loose ball on the far side, but have it taken away. And now a long kick to clear things out. 1-on-3, not a good number situation for McConnellsburg. They try to get some help, but ball just going to be kicked high in the air back out to midfield. 40. And Colbert runs around one defender, and then the ball kicked out of bounds. Bentworth for a throw-in. See the crosser there hit the defender. Andrew Vipperman gets it further across, kicked back out by a defender. Long shot hits the crossbar and then headed out of trouble by Caleb Buderbaugh. Great work by our crew here, and certainly appreciate everything that they're putting together for us here tonight. Hope you're enjoying it as well. 1-0 Bentworth leading McConnellsburg. Winner goes to the PIAA championship match. 26 minutes exactly remaining in our second half. McConnellsburg with a substitution, a break in the action. 1-0 Bentworth. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
And after the throw in near side, a little midfield area play, ball goes out of bounds on the far side for a Bentworth throw in. 25 minutes left in this match. 1-0 Bearcats. If this score holds, it will be 4 consecutive playoff 1-0 victories for Bentworth. That's if it holds. Throw in far side. Ball knocked loose at about the 15. Chipped ahead. Bearcats with it. Trying to get it out front. And ball kicked across, but Adam Messner couldn't get much on that. Reeves Alexander with his 4th save of the match and a long punt. That one's going to carry about 60 yards. Sign the guy up. Bentworth unable to get the loose ball, but McConnellsburg unable to control it. Bentworth will get a throw in on the front side. Throw it right down into the corner. Adam Messner will get it. Messner cross about the 5-yard line. Ball headed into the end zone area and then kicked out. Bentworth throw in on the near sideline. Isaac Reynolds. Check that. Yeah, it was Isaac Reynolds. Looked like he was going to come do it, but here comes Andrew Vipperman. Senior co-captain Vipperman launches it to about the 10-yard line where it ends up on the foot of Dylan Colbert. Colbert a year ago with the assist to his brother in the WPIL championship match against Charleroi. A foul called on the Bearcats. Dylan Colbert also with a goal in the WPIL semifinals, 3-0 win against Beaver County Christian. And we're trying to control the ball right here at the 50-yard line, right in front of our really beautiful broadcast position. Colbert unable to take it away, and now a loose ball, and the Bearcats will end up with it. Charles Nuttall will eventually back to Andrew Vipperman, the ambidextrous footer. He can kick solidly with either foot. Now ahead to Adam Messner, inside the 20. Chip it, trying to get it back. The ball kicked out of danger area. And McConnellsburg able to clear the zone. Once again, a player down holding an ankle, but going to get up and run it off. And the ball rolls all the way back to DJ Hayes. Man in his face. Kick comes near side. And now out to midfield. Colbert trying to settle it down. Once again, Hoyt Glenn, leading scorer for McConnellsburg, has 26 goals, a school record, 34 assists on the year. But Ryan Messner pressing the issue now. Messner gets inside the 15, the 10, into the penalty area. Keeps the ball alive. Messner looking for a helper. Try to pass it right side. That's kicked back out of the hot zone out in front of goalie Reese Alexander. Ball headed out of bounds, and Bentworth will have a throw in on the far side. Gage Davenport will key it in somewhere around the 30-yard line. A couple of steps and fire it from the 30 down into the corner. And kicked right back to the sideline. Nice job to keep it alive. Aiden McMurray trying to hassle that play, but couldn't get total control. Now he turns the ball handler around, but not before able to offer it out. I believe that's Jaron Fletcher on the pass. Fletcher now with a steal in Bentworth defensive end. Ball at about the 25-yard line. Tucker Hedge, the freshman, trying to go one-on-two, has help, gives it across to Fletcher. Now to the 30, long kick, caught in the air, chest high, and a save for DJ Hayes. You'll see the ball teed up there, and Mario Centino just kind of chipped it toward the goal. Soft line drive that Hayes grabs. A little under 21 minutes remaining. Going to get a foul call. Free kick coming for the Bearcats. Will be their 4th, first of the second half. 1-0 Bentworth leads. 26th minute in that first half. Billy Moyer from Adam Messner. To note the Messner assist, his 19th of the year. Bentworth set up, little chip into the penalty area, headed toward the goal, and it goes just wide. And Ryan Messner slow to get up. And we are going to get a stoppage in the action. Going to get a chance to take a timeout. 1-0 Bentworth leads, 20:06 remaining in the second half. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Aiden McMurray's crossing pass intended for Isaac Reynolds is intercepted. Bearcats trying to get back to the loose ball. McConnellsburg trying to get it out of there. And McConnellsburg, for a moment, going to win the battle. Scramble near side. And thought we might get a foul call, but we do not. Play on. Worth keeps the ball in the McConnellsburg defensive area. Ball comes out to about the 45, where it'll be mishandled for a moment by Charles Nuttall, but Bearcats keep it alive. Aiden McMurray winds around a couple of defenders. Try to put a long shot on. That was blocked, but McMurray gets it back. He's at the 15, down to the 10, and heads it toward the goal. Boots it toward the goal, actually. Reese Alexander with a grab there. Go 2-1, nobody now, but that ball knocked loose. Andrew Vipperman tried to head it, missed it, and now recovers nicely. And a ball toward the corner, and no call. Bentworth player down in the penalty area. That's Gage Davenport. Ball kept alive by Hoyt Glenn. It's going to go out of play across the goal line. We're going to get a corner kick. And Gage Davenport is down. And going to call the athletic trainers for Bentworth out to check on him. Meanwhile, we'll take a timeout as well. 18:27 to play second half. Bentworth 1, McConnellsburg nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation here on NFHS.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Bentworth athletic trainer still checking on Gage Davenport down at about the 5-yard line. They are working on his right lower leg and possibly knee and ankle. Not exactly sure. I don't know that we have a look at what happened there out in front. We do not. Okay. The Bearcats missed on a header attempt by Andrew Vipperman, and that for a moment set McConnellsburg up 2-on-nobody. Vipperman responded nicely. Davenport got in the way as well, and got tangled up somehow or other and went down as the play continued. Davenport down at about the 3-yard line. Eventually, a ball went across the goal line for a corner kick, just the second of the match coming up for McConnellsburg. 1-0 Bentworth leads, 18-27 remaining in our second half. Just a reminder that McConnellsburg's first goal in the win against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart came on a corner kick and put home by Schaefer Early. That was a 2-0 win over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. And Gage Davenport is going to be assisted off the field, and this is a right leg injury of some significance here. And the last thing he wants to be is carried off the field, but the athletic trainers are trying to convince him, like, we don't have any option here. Teammates coming by and extending their best thoughts to Gage Davenport, who's still only at the 10-yard line, and now he's going to sit back down. And good sportsmanship here. One of the McConnellsburg attackers going to get in there and shake hands with Davenport as well. And I think that's Hoyt Glenn. I'm not 100% positive. But Glenn, just a sophomore. And he's really played an outstanding game. Nope, I'm sorry. It's not Glenn. It's Centino, one of their seniors. It was 14, Mario Centino. And yeah, they wanted to get Davenport to the sideline and were unable to do so. And we're going to have a bit of a delay here. 1-0 Bearcats lead, and this right leg injury for Gage Davenport. Game officials there to check on him with the athletic trainer. So not sure if we're going to hold up for additional medical assistance or not. Do want to say again thanks to Tom Callahan and his crew here at Westmont Hilltop. Been absolutely incredible from really our first contact. I had contact with Tom Callahan a year ago. We did an NFHS girls basketball state semifinal up at Clarion, and Tom helped us with the contact and details and information. There's Tom Callahan going to clear the way for folks to bring some additional medical attention to Gage Davenport. And we certainly appreciate all of his work. And then because Bentworth played Westmont Hilltop in the first round of this year's tournament, we had the opportunity to touch base with Tom Callahan and got us soccer info for this year. And then lo and behold, we end up coming here for the state semifinal and able to work with Tom once again. And he's been nothing but spectacular. So they're going to bring the cart out and see if they can't get Gage Davenport to go for a ride here instead of trying to carry or hop along. And and this move to the cart, I think, is just to prevent anything further from happening, not jostling and bouncing him on that right leg. And he hops right up into the cart, as you those of you watching were able to see. Going to get a break, and then we're going to come back, pick up action with 18:27 to play in the second half. Bentworth 1, McConnellsburg nothing, here on NFHS.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Going to come back to a corner kick for McConnellsburg. And again, mentioned that their first goal in the win against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart in the last round came off a corner kick. And the ball in flight, out in front of the goal, headed out of play, out of the penalty area, but controlled by McConnellsburg. Entry is going to be kicked to the sideline. Good quick decision made there by Noah Reynolds just to say, uh-uh. You'll see here the defender getting through there, and that may be Aiden McMurray. It was indeed getting the head on that, knocking the ball out of the danger zone. Now out to the middle of the field, the Spartans trying to turn it back in. Jackson Skiles lost control, and the Bearcats hit it high in the air, and the Bearcats control. Ryan Messner trying to get ahead. Billy Moyer lob it ahead. Ball taken on the run up the sideline, inside the 10, the 5, and into the football end zone. And I believe we're going to get a goal kick. Are we going to get a... No, we're going to get a corner. It is going to be a Bentworth corner kick. To tell you, I didn't see it that way, but I'm a long way away looking through binoculars with my 64-and-a-half-year-old eyes. Game officials right on the spot. And kudos to Brad March, Justin Freer, and Dan Ahern for their work here tonight. The Bearcats, again, with two guys over in the corner. Now they're going to run one out of there. Billy Moyer coming out in the middle of the field. And that corner offered out front. And more of a line drive. And good work there by Reese Alexander to just take it. Kick it out of there without any further problem. There's McConnellsburg. The Spartans down 1-0. Bearcats have to tackle a loose ball, and Noah Reynolds kicks it out of bounds. Ball offered back in around the 15-yard line. Chipped out to the middle of the field. And once again, it's Jackson Skiles trying to find a man in deep. Hoyt Glenn on the give-and-go crossing attempt to Centino, and his kick is blocked, and his leg is blocked as well. Right back in come the Spartans. Nice slide tackle on the far side by Andrew Bipperman, but it'll be a throw-in for the Spartans. 15:50 to play in the match. Throw-in toward the goal line, and it's going to go out of bounds. Going to be a corner kick for McConnellsburg. Heading over, it looks to be Jackson Skiles, the junior, to lead the corner kick. He'll chip it well short, headed back out of the penalty area by the Bearcats. Skiles gets it. Challenged and a ball taken away from him. Long kick up the sideline, but nobody home for Bentworth. Connellsburg will track down the loose ball. Try to set this up once again. Mentioned this earlier. Bearcats are happy to play in the midfield area with this 1-0 lead. They'll pack the defense in tightly. Kick blocked on the far side, but out of bounds throw in for McConnellsburg. Throw on the far sideline, but that's going to be lost out of bounds. And it's going to be Bentworth ball this time. Did I say something funny? Is that why you had that big smile? Oh, I need a little less of that. Not sure exactly what that conversation's going on about, but I wasn't. I could hear talking, but I don't know what they were saying, and that's probably okay. Crowd is, especially those right in front of us, mostly McConnellsburg fans, have been really pretty quiet for the most part. Bearcats keep the ball from getting into the penalty area, and now run up Colbert's kick, chipped ahead, ball to about the 20, the 15. Adam Messner runs it down inside the 10-yard line, chip it across. That pass just too far for Billy Moyer. He'll bang it out in front of the goal, but that's cleared away for a moment. Bearcats settle it down at the 25, and now Bearcats look like they have numbers, but Just play the ball on the around the arc there, out to the 25. Nuttall, nice move by Aiden McMurray to take it around behind himself and run over under the far corner. Bearcats cross is blocked. The ball cleared out, but kept alive by Bentworth. Run ahead. I believe that's Dylan Colbert, who came from nowhere. Lost it, got it back, give it off. Crossing play, and the ball comes back out to around the 10-yard line. Connellsburg can't clear. Bearcats keep the pressure up. Leading 1-0 and keep the clock turning. Crosser out in front. Long shot tipped out at about the football goal line, and now Reese Alexander is just going to kick it out to about the 30. Contact there. Play on is the call. And now McConnellsburg trying to control the loose ball, and they will. No panic on that to play. Mario Centino gets it ahead. And the ball out of bounds on the sideline. Throw in. And Spartans want to go quick. They get the ball inside the 5-yard line. And then the attack. No foul call. And the ball. Going to be Bentworth ball. Get a look here. They get inside. And the ball blocked by Andrew Vipperman. And the attacking player, Hoyt Glenn, fell over that, over the ball in the foot. And that's not a foul. And the Bearcats will kick it out. Get it out to about the 40-yard line. One nothing lead for the Bearcats. Ball chipped ahead but unable to track it down was Adam Messner. Kicked out by McConnellsburg. Throw in coming far side. 11.5 minutes to play in regulation. 1-0 Bentworth leading. Been that way since the 26th minute. We're now in the 69th minute of the match. Throw in lost off the foot of the Bentworth player there. Gets Billy Moyer hassling McConnellsburg Spartans. That kick goes out of bounds, and it had not. They tried to bring it like 10 yards up the field to make the throw in, and officials say, nope, back up. Do it again. And indeed they do. Spartans turn it over. Bentworth blocks it. Kick, though, and knocks it out of bounds. 1-0 Bentworth with the lead. Another Spartans throw in, but kicked right back to the bench area. Dylan Colbert cleaning up the defensive end. Ball hops over two would-be attackers there. I'm going to get a hook and hold. I think called against Bentworth. Free kick coming up for McConnellsburg, and they went too quick, and the ball rolls all the way down. It'll be a free kick for the Spartans at about the 45-yard line, but they went before play was whistled to start. And now referee says play. Kick to the head of the penalty area. It's going to be headed toward the goal. And DJ Hayes will just run up and easily pick it up. That kick offered by Lincoln McKelvey headed inside, but the two hops would have gone wide, but Hayes taking no chances. Billy Moyer, who has the game's only goal, had the ball for a moment. Tipped away, Jace Fletcher going to go track it down far side. Bearcats keep it alive there. The kick toward the goal is locked out of bounds, and looks like it's going to be a Bentworth corner kick. Just the second corner for Bentworth. Check that third. This will be the third corner in this half. Two on the far side, one on this side, if I remember correctly. And now ball is kicked out of bounds, so it'll be a Bentworth throw-in. They'll go that short throw-in and possess the ball. And again, a Bentworth throw-in coming. ball kicked out of bounds by Centino. Slide tackle. We're going to get a free kick now. And then a slam of the ball. That's not a good move. That is not a good move by the McConnellsburg defender. And I think this is a little more than a talking to. This is going to be a yellow card. And this is for the unsportsmanlike act of slamming the ball down. Not for the foul that was called. So 5-minute sit out for Caleb Buderbaugh. Bentworth has a free kick. The ball is about 4 yards inside the yellow sideline and about 4 yards deep in the football end zone. .818 to play here in the second half. They record the time, and Buderbaugh has to sit for 5 minutes. Now, two game officials will chat here at the 50-yard line. Caleb Buderbaugh, senior, frustrated. Didn't like the foul call. I don't know. Maybe he thought there was a foul earlier by a Bentworth player, but did not see anything, any contact that wasn't called in that situation that had been called at other points in the game. And then there was definitely a foul there that stopped the action, and Buderbaugh got the loose ball and just spiked it. And that brought out the yellow card. Officials, long delay here while they chat this up. Yeah. A little communication problem for one of our officials, but free kick about to be taken for the Bentworth Bearcats. They're going to back the McConnellsburg players up just a little further. A little soft touch, wrap around, take it out in front. Bearcats take the shot, and it goes wide of the mark, untouched. You see the move here. Great move to get an opportunity to take a look. And then the kick just sails wide of the far post. And the goal kick for McConnellsburg. Out to midfield, turned over. The Bearcats launch it right back in. Adam Messner. Chip it ahead, get it inside the 15-yard line, but it's tracked down by McConnellsburg, but turned over. Bearcats give it back for a minute. Aiden McMurray gets the loose ball. Nice heel stop and further attack. Ball down inside the 5-yard line area, out on the sideline now in the penalty area, but the ball taken away. And Ryan Messner lost it, but kicked out of bounds by McConnellsburg. 7:20 to play in the match. Clock turning, and it runs most of the time. A couple of stoppages, one for injury, one for the administration of the yellow card. Inbound play, Lincoln McKelvey with the ball out at about the 30-yard line. Bearcats kick it out again. Bentworth would be more than happy to play in this area of the field the rest of the way. Ball comes this side to Hoyt Glenn, but kicked out of bounds by McConnellsburg. Coming throw in for Bentworth. It'll be Isaac Reynolds to fire it ahead. Reynolds runs a long way down the sideline. Throw in headed up this way and then kicked out of bounds. Reynolds in a collision with Jaron Fletcher, but play on is the ruling. One more time, Reynolds will launch it. He throws this one down to around the 10. The Bearcats, Adam Messner, try to get to it, but can't. Tipped out to around the 25-yard line. Aiden McMurray offers it far side. Stop and go move around the defender down to the football goal line. And now into the corner, just playing keep away. It'll be a Bentworth throw in deep. All jarred loose, but Bearcats going to get to the loose football. As in world football. I think we're going to get a handball call. We get a penalty kick call. I think we have a penalty kick. We get another look at that real quick. Here's how we got there. Play ball is in the penalty area. And the pull of the arm ruled a foul and in the penalty area. So a penalty kick coming up for the Bearcats. Run up and the kick goes into the net. Another look at it. The goalie went left. The kick by Ryan Messner went to his left. And Ryan Messner's 45th goal of the year comes with 5:33 to play.
Bentworth goal by number 10, Ryan Messner.
The Bearcats with a 2-0 lead now. Adam Messner in a whole bunch of traffic, trying to keep it alive. Sends it toward the far sideline. Billy Moyer trying to get to it. And going to be Bentworth ball and a throw in. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining in the match. And boy, what a huge goal that is. And almost grab of Messner's right arm as he was trying to go by the defender in the penalty area. And that foul call set up the PK, and Messner did not miss it. So Billy Moyer has tallied his 8th. Ryan Messner his 45th of the campaign. Bearcats now under 5 minutes removed from a first ever trip to the PIAA Soccer Championship round. Throw in coming on deep on the far sideline for McConnellsburg. And Bearcats control that for a moment. Offer it down in deep. And now going to take a long shot. And this one goes wide and out of play. Goal kick coming up for McConnellsburg. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The Schultz Insurance Group knows saving money is important, so you find the lowest rates online. But are you sure you have the right coverage? Schultz Insurance Group offers auto, home, commercial, and farm insurance. They'll find the right coverage for you and your family at the lowest rate. Bad things happen. That's not the time to find out you don't have the right insurance coverage. Talk to the Schultz Insurance Group, 1000 Main Street in Bentleyville. Call 724-239-4444 or online at schultzinsurancegroup.com.
Ball chipped in softly toward the Bentworth goal, and DJ Hayes in no real hurry to pick it up and do anything with it. Finally, Hoyt Glenn comes and challenges somewhat, but going to be too late getting there. Hayes picks it up, and now another foul called on McConnellsburg right in that midfield area. Bentworth will just put the foot to it, get the ball in play. As we approach 3 minutes remaining in this match, Bentworth with a 2-0 lead. 2 minutes and 50 seconds removed from their 11th consecutive shutout. DJ Hayes with 7 saves on the night. And now McConnellsburg going to throw it in, but the Bearcats steal that play. Inside the 30-yard line, a little give-and-go action. On far sideline for the Bearcats, it's Adam Messner playing 1-on-4, and Messner still has the ball. And now he's knocked down, and it's going to be a free kick for the Bearcats. Messner created some of that. You'll see there he pulled the defender down, and the Bearcats are going to get the free kick out of that. Now, I'm not saying right before our replay that we didn't have foul the other way, and then once the Bearcats lost the ball, then advantage gained, and the ball goes to Bentworth. Bearcats just want that clock to turn. 1:45 and counting. Get you a look at both goals in our post-match show. Bunch of thank yous to pass along as well. Throw in hits one of the McConnellsburg players and goes right back out of bounds. And now the Bearcats get it in. The ball rolls up along the far sideline. And you can just see in the body language from McConnellsburg, they are aware of what is. Long throw in, chipped, headed away by Bearcats and into the attacking area. As we have 1 minute remaining in the match. Good job by Noah Reynolds to stop it, bring it up the near side, scramble this way. Isaac Reynolds spins it around and loses it, knocked out of bounds by Jaron Fletcher. 35 seconds to play. Going to rule this a McConnellsburg throw in. So the Spartans this time just too aggressive. McKelvey can't control it. The ball goes out of bounds. Bentworth to throw it in. Isaac Reynolds going to launch it long, even though that's to McConnellsburg. Just continue clock running and make it just that much further that the Spartans have to try to cover. Now ball turned over, and the Bearcats going to block that and roll it to the far side, and the match is over. The Bentworth Bearcats are going to the PIAA Soccer Championship match for Class 1A to take on either Camp Hill or Lancaster Mennonite. And a great team effort once again tonight. Yet another shutout for the Bearcats. And the McConnellsburg players are embrace one another and recognize that they got to the state semifinals, but will not be going on to Cumberland Valley for Friday's state championship match. And Bentworth is going to go for the first time ever, coming up the handshake line over on the far sideline. Both teams just led by their goalies, Reese Alexander and DJ Hayes. Just a smack of the hand, the handshake line right here at midfield. And the Bentworth Bearcats come out with the 2-0 win. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Welcome back to Westmont Elementary here in Johnstown, a celebratory Bentworth bench area. The Bearcats coming to Cambria County and getting the 2-0 victory. First goal of the match happened in the 26th minute. Billy Moyer from Adam Messner. Some question about whether or not this plays onside. We're going to have to go back and look at the wide view once our broadcast is finished. But Messner put it there, and Moyer buried it with the left foot into the net. And it turned out that would be all the Bearcats would need. But they would add another. Ryan Messner fouled in the penalty area. You'll see right here he gets inside that 8-yard line as he got around the defender, couldn't bring his right arm around the body, and the foul called and put the ball on the line. And Ryan Messner buried the penalty kick. Here we go right here. The goalie, Reese Alexander, goes to his left. The kick goes to his right. And Ryan Messner's 45th goal of the year puts the Bearcats up 2-0. That came with 5.5 minutes to play. And really from that point on, you could see the recognition by the McConnellsburg squad that night was not going to end well. Bearcats, not all celebration, as you saw just a moment ago. Gage Davenport on crutches over on the far side. Davenport in one of the few scrambles by McConnellsburg out in front of goalie DJ Hayes. A little missed header attempt to clear by Andrew Vipperman for a moment set McConnellsburg up on a 2-on-nobody. Vipperman ran back and tried to break up the play. Davenport ended up right out in front of goalie Hayes and somehow ended up going down, and it's a right knee or ankle injury of some magnitude. And you see Gage Davenport there on the cart and not able to walk, has crutches and will be further evaluated. Bearcats will long to have Gage Davenport with them on Friday when they play at Cumberland Valley. 4:00 start on that championship match. And we are making arrangements to try to bring that to you. As you well know, we have football semifinals already on our Friday docket, and we are doing everything we can to put pieces together to bring that state championship match home. It will be audio only if we're able to get there. NFHS and PIAA, PCN all have control of the video opportunities in the state championship matches, but we will, if we can, we'll bring you the audio broadcast of that state championship match on Friday. Time now to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
With 14:43 to play in the opening half, the game's 26th minute, Billy Moyer takes a feed from Adam Messner, puts it in the goal for the first marker of the night, and Bentworth coming in with 10 consecutive shutouts. Big lift there for the Bearcats, and Moyer with his 8th goal of the season is our CCBC Washington County College Center player of the game. Congratulations to Billy Moyer. And again, that feed from Adam Messner, that was Messner's 19th assist on the year. And then Ryan Messner hit goal number 45 late in the second half on a penalty kick to get the win. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Bell Print and Stitch. Digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Schultz Insurance Group, Main Street in Bentleyville. Call 724-239-4444 or online at schultzinsurancegroup.com. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Jared Hoffman, realtor with the La Rocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. By the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We have WPIO football semifinals Friday. Peters Township and Fort Cherry continue defense of their 2023 championships. Saturday, WNJ wraps up its regular season playing at Allegheny with a shot to lock up their first NCAA playoff bid since 2018. Thanks to head coaches Nick Malarby and Chris Malott, to Tom Callahan and his crew here at Westmont Hilltop. Again, we're going to do our best to be able to bring home the 4 p.m. PIAA 1A Boys Soccer Championship match from Cumberland Valley on Friday here on WJPA AM. For our director, Nate Rigotti, Scott Donnelly and Josh Laird on camera, and Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. From Johnstown in the PIAA Boys 1A Soccer Semifinals, your score, Bentworth 2, McConnellsburg nothing. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.